En av de mange tingene som pilgrimer kan gjøre her i Sydney disse dagene mellom de ulike arrangementene, er å besøke en stor kallsmesse. Ulike ordner og kongregasjoner fra hele verden har kommet hit for å dele med pilgrimene hvordan de lever sitt kristne kall til hellighet. En av de som har en stand her nede, er Mariaklosteret på Tautra i Midt-Norge. Postulanten Kristine har tatt turen ned for å representere søstrene. Og her om dagen stakk hun innom vår norske katekese, og da tok jeg anledning til å ta en prat med henne. I am standing here with Kristina, who is the representative for the nuns at the Maria Klostre in Tautra, and she is taking part in the vocation center here at the World Youth Day. And could you just tell us a bit about your experience from standing there all day?
Yeah, we are standing there with many congregations, and the congregations have so much creativity in presenting themselves. We have a very small stand and not so spectacular, but my experience is that it is too much for the most youngsters to get all this information, but they are very happy if you start talking with them and say, hello, where are you from? And then they ask, and where are you from? And I said, from Norway, all the way. Oh, you are coming from far. What do you have? What can you tell us? And then they are very interested in Cistercian life, because I'm living in a Cistercian monastery. And it is for the most people far away to visit us, but for Australians, they like to travel. And I think some of them will visit us, or as a volunteer, or as a time for retreat, or whatever, what God has in plan for them.
Do many people stop at your table there?
Yes, I have spoken with many people from all nationalities, and they are very interested, but it is much the information what they get. So, but I think when they are coming back home, they will read all the brochures and think about their experiences.
What kind of questions are people asking?
Most of them ask the way how we are living, how our daily life is, and they ask if we have adoration. That is very important for them. And when I tell them that we live in silence, it is attracting them. They said, but is it difficult? I said, for me, it is not difficult. They are fascinated by it. And also, what they ask is about the habit. Are you wearing a habit? Most of them like very much the habit. I, as a postulant, I'm not wearing a habit. So when they say, you are not wearing a habit, but I said, it will come if God wants. And then they are very happy. They seem to be, yeah, they like to see the habit. That is my impression. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with your work down at the Vocation Center.